This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Earlier this summer, Chicago police arrested a group of men for taking over 14 vacant foreclosed homes, living in some and renting out the rest. Most of those homes were in prosperous neighborhoods. 7 years after the housing market crashed, there are still enough vacant homes to provide opportunities for this kind of creativity. Marketplace's Dan Weissman investigates.
Eight of these houses were in Beverly and Morgan Park, South Side Chicago neighborhoods that look like suburbs. Big brick houses, winding streets, and a super active neighborhood group, the Beverly Area Planning Association. One of the homes was a block and a half from the group's office. Margot Holland, the executive director, walked there with me.
It's a beautiful block. It's tree-lined and...
What's this across the street? Is that a park? Is that a mansion?
What is it? It's a home.
So this is like a castle here. And somewhere here, there's a home that was occupied.
Yeah.
You think over there?
I do. Do you have the exact address?
I do.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's this house right here?
Yeah.
Right next to the mansion.
Oh, and it fits right in. Landscaping looks great. So how does a tidy home on a beautiful block end up ripe for the picking? I asked Rob Rose for help looking up public records that could tell the story. He runs the Cook County Land Bank, created to help clear a backlog of vacant foreclosed properties. He's working with a list of 23,000 tax delinquent parcels. And I asked him, how long would it take him to deal with them all?
Oh, the rest of my life.
He's done this math. He thinks 500 a year would be a pretty good clip. That's 46 years. And here's the thing. From the records we find, none of these eight properties are among his 23,000.
This is the most difficult kind of property to get to because there's no immediate red flags.
The taxes are paid, probably by the lender. For the house next to the mansion, records show foreclosure started 3 years ago, but the lender hasn't taken title. That's about average in Illinois, which has more protections for homeowners. Darren Bloomquist is vice president of RealtyTrack, a real estate analytics company.
The longer it's in that process, the better chance that the homeowner is just leaving the property and walking away and leaving it vacant.
Nationally, RealtyTrack counts about 127,000 of these zombie properties. Compared to the national housing market, 2 million homes?
It really is a drop in the bucket. I think really this is a neighborhood issue.
But even in a nice neighborhood, a few zombies here and there can provide an opening for creative operators. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.